The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Hello, thank you for tuning in. This is Joshua Sasso, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Before we start, I want to let you all know to prepare for the December 31st Prophetic Gathering of the Saints. We are going to be opening up registration this week. So last year's prophetic gathering was incredible. God revealed so much to us. So you want to join us. It's going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn, December 31st in the evening, and God is going to reveal himself, and he's going to reveal prophetic words about the nation of the United States and about the church and about what we need to know moving forward into the next year. So it's definitely something you don't want to miss. And again, it's going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn, and seating is limited. It's $60 per person that'll pay for your ticket and your meal for that evening. And so you're going to want to go to our website, www.sogmi.org. Again, that's www.sogmi.org. You will see the banner for the registration of the Prophetic Gathering of the Saints there on the homepage. In addition to that, I want to let you know that Pastor Chris is going to be going to the Philippines next month at the end of November, November 28th to be exact. She's going to be leaving for the Philippines for several weeks, and she's going to be holding conferences in General Santos, and she's going to be holding conferences all across the Philippines, business conferences, leadership conferences, to get the church in the Philippines mobilized, to get them trained so that they can go forward in power. So if you want to sow a seed to that endeavor, to send Pastor Chris to the Philippines, you are more than welcome to do so. You just go to our website again, www.sogmi.org, and hit the donate button on the navigation bar. Again, that's www.sogmi.org. So this week, we're going to be sharing a message from Pastor Chris, and it's about the fact that we are now occupying. Because you have to understand that when Jesus came on earth, right, he broke the power of sin and death, and he broke sin's stronghold here on the earth. And so when he left it to us to occupy the earth. He gave the authority back to us. So that's what we're talking about. It is likely going to be a two-part message because there's so much to cover, but we're just going to get into it. So without further ado, this is Pastor Chris as she talks about us being an occupying force.
The title of this message today is, we are now occupying. It's not just taking over. We're occupying. We're implementing. We're forcing the issues now on who we are, that this is God's earth. We are God's people, and we are going to be proven for the world to see, and only for his glory. We're not going to take any glory away from him. Amen. That's why we are nameless, faceless people, the face of the earth. Amazing. I'm so excited. I almost got raptured by myself. And else you all will be left behind. At first you will say, oh, thank God she graduated. No. Then when you're in trouble and then said, I wish she's still here. I need a facelift. I need to be skin alive again. Okay. You know, no matter what we're doing right now, it is not based on what we have or don't have. It's not based on our abilities or inabilities. I kept on telling you that for a while now. It's just like I was sounding like a broken record. Okay? But these are the season now that we will be implementing a lot of things on the face of the earth. If you don't want to miss the move of God, or if you are nervous, it's like something is about ready to give, something is about ready to happen, I really don't want to miss it, right? And you're nervously excited at the same time you keep on saying, I don't want to miss it, I don't want to miss it. If you know the move of God, if you wanted to know the move of God, if you wanted to be a part of it, You need to listen to what his prophets are saying in these last days. Right? Second, you need to see or to look where God is sending them. Not only what they've been saying, God is sending them to places where they've never been before, the body of Christ never been before. Part of the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence. You see prophets having business or having their own companies. You will hear them hearing from God that their ministry and their company is for profit, not a non-profit organization. You know, we were taken captive. The church has been taken captive because of the stinking free taxes. You understand what I'm saying? We were taken captive into that, so they fenced us in and said, you cannot move because you're not supposed to make profit. Wherein, in the kingdom of God, it's a trinity. It's physical, soul, and spiritual. And it says, the word of God and the preaching of the word of God is for the profit of all. Of all. Not just spiritual. And said, how can you be spiritual when you're angry? Or when you're in pain, you end up moaning and groaning and complaining instead of being excited for the things of God. We need to change our mindset. It's for profit of all, mentally, physically, and spiritually. You cannot say that I am so spiritual, all I need to do is to fast and pray for the rest of my life. I don't need to eat. I don't need to breathe. I wanted to be spiritual. Let's see, how long will you last? If you're like me, when I declare a fast to myself, all of a sudden, I smell food. Even the stinking broccoli, they look so good when you're hungry. Are you getting this? You cannot be saying spiritual, what God told me is to pray. And I said, nah, you have to produce corresponding action. Don't use that as an excuse. Oh, I'm waiting for me to be a full-time ministry. Means to say, you're saying that you don't have to work. You end up begging. And you're too good looking to be a beggar, okay? So let's go on with the occupying force. But you need to listen to what the prophets of God, not the false prophets, okay? The prophets of God, to what they had been saying for the past few years and where God is sending them. That will be your sign. That will be your proof on what is happening all over the world. You're going to see when the prophetic words have been released that the church is emerging as a glorious and influential church. It means to say that any man-made doctrines are going out of the door. That God will not share his glory under the guise of a popular or big ministries or ministers, under the fancy name, under the transformations, and a lot of you have to create a spiritual atmosphere for God to move. Well, Jesus did not use any of those. He's the one who created the atmosphere. He didn't cause God to move. He moved, and then the atmosphere changed and got transformed. This is a part of the renewing of our mind. We have to be determined to transform our mind to become the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ is kingdom-minded all the time. The mind of Christ is, nevertheless, it's not my will, but it is your will. And that is the proven test for all of us, right? I don't know. I failed numerous times, but God doesn't remember. Thank God for that. But I remember I missed numerous times. But it is not that. It is your tenacity. It is your kingdom mind that you will pursue him. So there's a lot of things that are taking place, and this ministry is being used by God to place and to position God's people all over the world. And I just got this revelation early this morning, and I was just like, wow. But the discomfort that is involved in the ministry is something that I've been trying to avoid, okay? If at all possible, I just wanted to pursue the things of God. Just like us. We want God to open the doors and the gates of heaven and the windows of heaven, everything that God can open to pour out his blessings upon us. And all we need to do is to sing hallelujah. That's what we want. We don't want to sweat it out. We don't want to have to live by faith. We don't want to walk by faith. We just wanted to glorify God. And God opened the doors of heaven if God will ask us for our plan. If God say, okay, what do you think, Christina? I will tell God. And said, make me walk on water, on the Pacific Ocean, not in the swimming pool, so that everybody will know that I'm the anointed of the Most High God. I don't have to work. That's what our flesh wanted. That's what our physical body wanted, right? Okay, so things are changing because the spiritual man, who we really are inside, the inner man, is emerging. And it's bringing forth changes, even removing or exposing the doctrines of men and the doctrines of demons. Just like creating a spiritual atmosphere. No children are allowed to cry. Nobody moved. Close your eyes. Or else nobody will raise their hands to get saved. If you really are convicted by the Holy Spirit, if it's time for you to get saved, and say you're going to get saved. You don't need a piano. You don't need a soft light. You don't need anybody closing their eyes. Those are just ceremonies. Because why? We're supposed to be followers of Jesus Christ. And Jesus never said, everybody close their eyes. Nobody moved. And Jesus never took an offering. He who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. No. He was just blunt and said, hey, Zacchaeus, prepare a lunch. I'm going to have lunch with you. And by the way, the entire entourage, they're going to be staying in your house. And Zacchaeus was a heathen at that time. So probably the heathens doesn't need all those ceremonies during offering time. That's why I got rid of them. They're too boring. You already have memorized all those scriptures during the offering. Are you getting this? So all of those ceremonies are gone. The business of God and the systems of God is emerging. And we're going to see it. We're going to be part of it. I told you last Wednesday, I found out that the pastor's conference in the Philippines is in a big city. And it's like, ooh, good, you know. And then I found out that it is in the remote area. No malls. No supermarket. It's a fishing village. Are you getting this? And they have, I think, a few hotels. I think one or two hotels, if you call them a hotel. Only two rooms are air conditioned. I guarantee you, I claim the first one. Only two rooms have air conditioned and hot and cold water. I'll take the hot. Are you getting this? And I said, Lord, why Estancia? Why not the city? I said, I'm just wondering why. It's just like, I thought God is just wanting just to smile and enjoy me sweating again. Why? And God told me very clearly, I will not share my glory. Nobody can claim that what I'm about ready to do in that region. No denomination, no methods, no system, no doctrines. Actually, new doctrines will be created from heaven. Are you getting this? Oh, okay. Then let's go. Are you getting this? He said, I will not share my glory any longer. Same thing with the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence here, body of Christ. Stop giving your opinion about this coming election. We are going to have political revival. This body, the body of Christ, will hear from the Holy Spirit. And we will going to respond accordingly. And no one can get the glory from this. Are you getting this? I don't want you to be engaged in any political discussions. It causes division, even the body of Christ. Instead, let us pray for God's will to be done, because that's what we wanted. That's what we desire. And if you're still wanting to give into your flesh, think about this country. Think about the American people. Think about the founding fathers who gave up their lives so that we will enjoy. This is the longest power. The Roman Empire only lasted for 100 years. And then it starts deteriorating. That was the intent of Satan. Because if you look for the past few years, the wickedness of this country, and said it's so rampant that we really deserve judgment. Hello? But no, God's plan and purpose for this country is about ready to emerge, and it's about ready to start, and it will not be compared. We are going to have a government that is righteous, because we will going to pray, continue to pray and prophesy for God to impose his will upon this country, upon this continent, and that's where we need to stand. And we're going to do every effort possible, what the Holy Spirit, what is right, what is godly, for us to do it. And you better be registered to vote. And you better vote. Because that is your seed. Okay? Okay. So we're going to understand and really witness the manifestations of the spiritual values that they will turn into physical or material things. It is not how much you pay for something. It's whether it is God's inspired or whether where your heart is when you spend that money, when you sow that seed, when you did what you did, when you said what you said. When you say those words, it is the issue of the heart, and those are the valuable things. So do not measure anything as far as your success and the seed that you have sown by what you have or about ready to receive in the material things. You need to measure yourself on the spiritual things, why you did what you did. If it's about the things of God and about implementation of the system or God's ways of doing things on earth, you are in a perfect position to receive and to be a part of this great move of God. We cannot fake this, because it will produce results. It's like it's never been recorded in the church history on what God is about ready to do. And the founding fathers, the spirit of our founding fathers, and those that went on before us in the spiritual realm all over the world, they are now looking down upon us. And they long to see what we're seeing in the spiritual realm now. And they long to hear what we're hearing from the Spirit of God. These are exciting times. It doesn't matter what your situation is. If you're conflicted, if you're sick, if you're confused, if there's a lot of things in your life, welcome this anointing. It breaks all the yokes that you have. They will get scrambled. No time at all. Are you getting this? So you need to believe this. We are in exciting times. And it's so amazing. I have to share some of the things that are happening in the kingdom, or even what happened for the past few years. When God started speaking to me about this in 2012 and 2013, it started manifesting. I didn't like 75% that was manifesting in my personal life, in my own natural understanding. I didn't like it. But I have to go through the process, like you and I, to prepare our hearts to really decide to take on the side of God. And we had a lot of discussions. I had a lot of discussions with God face to face. And the choices and the discussions that I had with God, nobody would know. Some people think that, oh, I have a clue. And said, no, you don't have a clue on how the deliberation took process for me to be a part of this great move of God, that I'll be allowed to move all over the world. You do not have any clue. Remember, when I started telling you, you do not look at the facts. It is happening with you too. You don't look at the facts. Don't think that you have an idea because of the facts and the evidence before you and said, no, the truth is different. The truth can change facts, but the facts, some of the facts cannot be true. no matter what. They cannot be the truth. They can be true because it happened, but they cannot be the truth. And Jesus' hand is always about the truth. It's not about the facts. We're heading towards hell. And God said, uh-uh. They belong to me. And that is the truth. The facts was, you all of us are going to hell. We don't deserve heaven. But the truth is, oh no, they deserve it because I say so. Because they're created after my own image. I called them by name and I have planned for their life. And that is the truth. So do not judge anything if it's not Holy Spirit breathe. Don't look at the facts at this time because you are going to disqualify others or you're going to disqualify your own self if you're going to look at the facts right now, okay? Those who have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church this morning, okay? So put a greater value on God's little setups. Because the ways of the world is how much you put into it, how much effort you put into it, how much time you spent into it, and it's about your personal return. This is about the kingdom, okay? This is about the kingdom. So God has sent or has been trying to send his people to places where they've never been before. But because we cannot conceive it in our own mind and we're looking at the facts, we tend to ignore them. But today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart, because we are heading to the promised land.
So that's where we're going to have to stop it for today. But we need to take those words at heart, that if we hear the voice of the Lord, we need to obey it, because he's trying to take us as a body. He's trying to take the body of Christ to a new realm that we've never been before. And it's not going to make sense according to the ways of the world, which is why we need to not try to rationalize it with our mind. If God is leading you somewhere that's uncomfortable for you, if God is leading you somewhere that it doesn't make sense according to your plan, let's surrender. Let's surrender to God's plan so that he can move mightily in our lives, and from our lives, then he will move mightily throughout the church because we are his body. Amen. And we have to not get caught up in ceremonies, not to get caught up in arguments. This includes political arguments. It includes arguments about doctrine. We need to be focused on the things that are important. What? Jesus is our Lord and Savior. He died for us on the cross and rose again, right? Let's allow Jesus Christ to be our uniting factor. That our language is love and our currency is faith and obedience to Jesus Christ. Jesus is going to be the one that unites us, right? The godly principles, the word of God, that's what we need to be united by. So we cannot allow ourselves to become divided. We cannot allow ourselves to get caught up in the ways of the world. But we need to focus on what God is doing and what God is leading us to do. Our currency in the kingdom of God is faith and obedience to Jesus Christ. So, if God is leading you somewhere that you're uncomfortable doing, if God is leading you somewhere new that you've never been before, we should be happy. We should be joyful because that means that God is planning on promoting us to newer things. Amen? So that's about all the time that we have for today. As another reminder, the December 31st conference, I know it seems like it's a ways away, but it's going to be coming sooner than you think it is. So get registered for it. It's $60 per person. It's going to be here in San Antonio at the Hilton Garden Inn. Go to www.sogmi.org. Again, that's www.sogmi.org. Also, Pastor Chris is going to be leaving for the Philippines next month, November 28th. So if you want to sow a seed to that mission trip, and there's a lot going on, many connections that we have with ministries and conferences that are going to be held, if you want to sow a seed to that trip, you can also do that on our website, www.sogmi.org, and hit the donate button. You can find it there, and just specify in the notes section that you want it to go to the mission trip. trip to the Philippines, and we'll make sure to get it there. So we're out of time for this week. So next week, we'll be continuing this message about the fact that we are occupying. And since we're occupying, we need to obey the Lord and implement His ways of doing things. Amen. So thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, God bless you. Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.